This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Yarwi al-Imam ibn Majah fi sunanihi bi sanadin hasanin an Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith in collection of Imam ibn Majah. The reasonable chain of narration range was by Anas ibn Malik, and the theme obviously is Ramadan prep still. And this is a very nice hadith, and it's a short one, so you can probably even memorize it and keep it with you. Where the Prophet where Anas says, قَالَ دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فَقَالَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Ramadan entered, so the Prophet talked to us. He addressed the congregation after a prayer at some point. فَقَالَ أَلَا إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. And that phrase there, I find to be very meaningful. Like the hadith is just a few more words, but إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. Arab used the word حَضَرَكُمْ or حَضَرَكَ الشَّيْءِ to refer to a guest or something that is coming to stay with you. Right? So حَضَرَكَ meaning something that came to you, meaning it's coming to you as in the form of a guest of some sort. So you have to now welcome it. حضرتك meaning I'm now in your presence. I put myself in your presence. I expect you to treat me with whatever your presence means, and that is based on your personal status. Like if you're someone who's generous and kind and caring, then your presence will that's what I'll get. And if you're someone who's not, then I'll get whatever your presence means as a person. And this is how the Arab would. This is why these terms still exist today. If someone wants to push an idea or a topic, أنا دخلت بيتك أو دخلت دارك, I entered your house, I'm at your door, whatever. Like, say that to a Canadian person, like, yeah, so knock or leave or close the door. They don't. For us, it's like, this is a big deal. This is the biggest thing you can tell me. And أداي سبسالتك, right? This is like the biggest, I've put my foot on your carpet. Now this has to mean something. It's a big deal because I'm now in your presence. So, you will reflect upon me whatever values you have on the inside. And that's what I'm going to get from you. So you pin the person down. Like for Arab, it was a big deal. So the Prophet ﷺ would use this term. إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ. This month has come and is now in your presence. So do with it what you will. Treat it in whatever way you want to treat it, but it's a visitor and it's now in your presence. So that's absalak. It entered your house. It's at your it's at your footsteps. It's standing on your carpet. Now you do with that what you may. And I love the fact that he just used that word alayhi salam, because you don't use that word for a non-conscious being. Like you don't word hadarak. You don't say that about a camel or you say that about a person. And he's talking about Ramadan. Ramadan's a month. But he used that term to describe it, alayhi salatu wasalam, as if to say Ramadan is a conscious being. Treat it as you would treat a conscious being that is now in your presence. And I think that's, to me, that's like the nicest piece of the hadith. And he continued, فَقَالَ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ لَا يُحْرَمُ مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. He would continue and say, عليه السلام, within that month is a night that's better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of the khayr, of the goodness of that night, is deprived of all khayr. And no one is deprived of the khayr and goodness of that night except someone who you can say and describe as truly deprived. Like mahroom, someone who is truly deprived of all good things. You can only use that term in the Prophet عليه السلام, opinion to describe someone who failed to honor the presence of Laylatul Qadr, who did not take it seriously and make sure that they were doing the right thing during that night. So really, your goal, like it's 10 days away, is you're preparing yourself mentally to put yourself in a position where you can welcome this month and welcome the night of Laylatul Qadr so that you are not deprived of all of the khayr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in this time. Because what is he trying to teach us? I'll talk about this later in a different, but I don't want to get carried away. But what you're being taught is that khayr can, like high concentration of khayr can happen in small amounts of time. Time is the value of time is not how long you live. It's just what you do within this very short time that you have. So he takes all of this monumental amounts of khair. He takes and he puts them in just one night. And if you miss that night, then what were you? How could you miss that night? How could you allow for anything to? How could you miss that night? And every year he puts that there, so subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see, do you care enough to make sure you don't miss that night, or does it not matter? And that's what he tried to explain to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this beautiful hadith. I hope you find that beneficial. يروي الإمام ابن ماجه في سننه بسند حسن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال دخل رمضان فقال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ألا إن هذا الشهر قد حضركم فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرمها فقد حرم الخير كله ولا يحرم خيرها إلا محروم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك.